B-Pod Studios.
CJ in Philly's on the Fanatic. What's up, CJ?
Fellas. It's a beautiful Monday morning. It's a Philly morning. You know, it's like 45 degrees, a little chilly. But it's all good because we're warming our hearts from last night.
Sunny skies.
Yeah, sunny skies. You know, get you a nice little breakfast sandwich from downtown, one of those carts. It'd be smelling good.
Nice egg and cheese on rye toast. All right.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. But listen, man. So I got 2 points. Top Sixers for sure, and Flyers. But you guys already kind of covered the Flyers point. The Sixers, man. This is not the day. I really, for the rest of this day, and I know we're going to get a crap ton of it on 2 o'clock when Mr. Nelly's on show. I don't want to hear no Brett Brown complaints. The pitchforks put him away. I don't want to hear it today because I guess I could say I'm an apologist for him because people are like, oh my God, we need to get rid of him next year. And I'm like, me and my buddies, I'm like, who are you going to get? Who are you going to bring in here? You going to bring Popovich 2.0 in here? Who are you going to get? Tell me who you going to get to bring in here. Mark Jackson? Come on. Like, be honest. Like,
I got to be honest with you, though, CJ. I don't feel like... I think it was good for Brett yesterday and it was a good win, but he's not without guilt. That's a fake argument. Who are you going to get? I'm going to get somebody better. All right? I mean, honestly, like here's the thing. If he messes up the playoffs, then he's gone. If he wins, then he's here.
And he's earned it.
He's proven that he can handle it. But they got 4 studs. That starting 5, CJ, that is a team that has to be bar none Eastern Conference Finals.
4 horsemen. I hear you. No, I definitely hear you. And, you know, it's not like if they get bounced in the second round by, God forbid, Boston again or whoever, then, yeah, I can't defend it anymore, obviously.
Yeah, and we'll see how it plays out. What's your Flyers point real quick, CJ?
Yeah, nah, man. So, really mostly for you, Jason. So, I've been listening to you guys for a while since the Lavi days, for sure. And I'm just curious, man, how are you feeling about Scott Gordon, man? Because I think he's got these dudes' attention. He got a lot of young cats that he worked with in the AHL. I don't know how you feel about
it. It's the big question. Funny, because a couple of days ago, people were like, well, you should have played hard against the Senators, and you shouldn't have played against the Capitals. He's not the right guy. And then you get that win last night where they're resilient in the game. They score with 18 seconds left to tie. They win in overtime over Pittsburgh. And you got to keep them. I think they're going to kick the tires. I think they're going to kick the Quenneville tire. And they're going to see what's there, see if there's a match, talk to him about it philosophically and all those things. He wasn't a guy that really trusted young players when he was in Chicago. You know? And they got a young core here that's developing, and that's being... you know, sped up a bit by the fact that Gordon's putting these guys in tough situations and playing a lot of key minutes. Phil Myers in his 10th game or whatever is killing penalties.
No. Listen, he's done a really good job. Yeah. I agree with CJ there. He's done a really good job. I don't know. I mean, you know, the other guy's won cups. So, you know, I mean, I think at this point, play it out. You talk to him. You got to do your due diligence, too, with Quenneville and see if... I mean, there's a guy that won... You know, that is one championships.
3 of them in a decade.
But you just can't overlook that.
Yeah. That the availability of guys at that level doesn't come along very often.
And look, you know, a few coaches, you know, first of all, hockey coaches can burn out. I mean, I'm a big Lavi Leff fan. I thought he was good. Like, he's a guy I would have stayed with, but I understand he was fiery and whatever. Wears on guys. But... You know, few great coaches, man, they can win. They can help you win.
Yeah, no question about it.
Here's the NBA.
Here's the good news. If you end up with Quenneville, you got one of those coaches that's won 3 cups and is one of the top 3 hockey coaches on the planet with Barry Trotz and Mike Babcock. If you don't, you have Gordon, and you're still good. You're still in a good spot. So you're in a really good situation when it comes to whoever's going to end up being the coach. I, if I'm handicapping, I'll say 60% Gordon stays because I don't know who else is going to come after a guy like Quenneville. And there's going to be other suitors in the offseason, and they can line up, and they don't have to fire their coach before they figure it out.
I'll tell you one thing, though. If I'm Quenneville, this is an attractive job because you could see they have talent down below They're young. They have a young goalie. It's a great town.
High budget team that can pay him.
I mean, I don't know why he wouldn't want to come here.
Yeah, bring the bread man with you. I played for him in Chicago. Let's go to Damon in West Philly's on the Fanatic. How you doing, Damon?
Hey, Jason. Good morning. Good morning. And how y'all feeling?
Yo, Dame.
Man?
Yo, Dame.
Hey, so yesterday's game, cuz, just took me back at the beginning to the Sixers-Milwaukee against Paul McCaskey, Pressey, Sidney Moncrief, Lanier. Like, it just gave me that vibe, right? So I'm enjoying the game. And here's the thing. I'm liking what Brett's doing. I think he's starting to understand the players. However, I leave T.J. McConnell to study Maurice Cheeks and watch him and how he got the ball to Doc. I need T.J. McConnell, when it's T.J., Tobias, Boban, and those guys, that offense, and I know Jimmy was out there doing his thing, but Tobias has to get touches, and I'm putting that on T.J. I'm not putting it on Brett. I'm putting it on T.J. Look for that guy, because he should have more touches. He can shoot. Tobias Harris has a beautiful shot. He can take you 3-point, can take you the 10-footer.
Yeah.
So he has to shoot, man.
Yeah. I don't think TJ should have been in the game that late, but whatever. Naturally, he should get his shots, because you're going to collapse, right? If, you know, Joe's drawn all the attention, or Jimmy is doing what he did yesterday, right? I mean, the guys are going to start collapsing, and that's going to leave him open.
Yeah.
Simmons sag that they play on defense.
Sure. And here's the thing, man. I know people may disagree with what I'm about to say. I'm just talking both sides of the court. 21's the best in the game to me right now, cuz. He just is. Because he changes the dynamic of the game, particularly defensively. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm watching this guy. I'm listening to the other caller get mad.
Yeah.
I understand why he can't go in the post every position. See, guys have to remember, you're sitting on your couch, sipping whatever you're sipping. These dudes are running up and down the court. It's not as easy as it looks.
Right, they're
so
people.
He has to pace himself. But here's the thing. Those 13 threes, I'm going to get on them. Give some of those shots to Tobias, my man. Just give some of those shots to Tobias.
Listen, I get you. Like, but he's not going to do that every game. You know what I mean, Dame? Like, he's not shooting 13. It was a special day yesterday for him. It was a day. It's national television. He loves the spotlight. Mm-hmm. He's a spotlight guy. So,
savvy.
You know, feed the big man the ball. I have no problem. Do I think it was excessive? Yes, but it's not going to happen every night. He's not taking 13 threes every night. He's not going to take 30-plus shots every night.
The number's 3 to 4 threes in a game that you're like comfortable with. You know, sometimes the game dictates certain things.
It's the flow of the game. Whatever the flow of the game is. To me, that's his reward yesterday. And he was just so dominant. And by the way, I know he didn't have a great day shooting threes yesterday, but even looking at some of the shots he made inside the three-point arc, those 20-footers, he had a big 20-footer in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. He talked about it after the game, as a matter of fact. And the way, it's not about the 10 feet from when he doesn't go down low. It's about when you get down low and the banging and what that does to your tank. That's like double miles down there.
Oh, I just said that. I mean, when you go down low, it just, you're going deeper, right? So if you're up top, it's like taking a possession off. I got no problem with that. I'm honestly.
Because you have other options.
My only problem with when it comes to that situation is at the end of a game, like down the stretch, when you desperately need a bucket, he got to learn how to post up. That's it.
That's your biggest advantage on the floor.
Yeah, because you know, he's not getting denied.
Well, not only that, but he can kick it out, too.
Yeah.
The defense has to collapse on him.
Well, here's the beauty. He's going to get fouled, and he makes free throws.
Yeah, he's got great touch.
So I want him down low if I need a bucket. I need to stem a run. You know, having him down low and having Jimmy Butler with the ball, those two things should make me good down the stretch.
And playoff basketball.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah.
They should make you really, it should stem runs. It should be guaranteed buckets. Having him be down low when it's necessary, and having Butler, who's got the demeanor for it, who's got a mid-range game, who could pull it up and give you a floater, who could take it all the way to the rim. Like, that's those two entities are crucial in how in winning playoff series.
610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I gotta tell you about Natural Lawn. It's getting to be that time of year. Getting outside, the good weather. And when my kids are running around in the yard, I want to make sure, like you do, that what I put on my lawn is safe. That usually comes at the expense, though, of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America, they use safer organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. That's the best part. So I'm going to get a greener lawn, and I don't have to be worried about the kids running around in it. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn, they've been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. And as for many years as I can remember, Mikey Miss has been telling me, you got to use Natural Lawn. Whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. You'll be the envy of the neighborhood. For a limited time, Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full service program. It's $100 off. So call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds and tell them Jason sent you. Here's the number, 855-LAWN-CARE. Again, that's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
O'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. It's funny. Today's not a day of complaints. I'm always usually all for complaints, but not today. It was a great weekend.
Kidding me?
It was a great weekend, and yesterday was incredible. And the Caps with that unbelievable comeback in the waning seconds from the Flyers. It was awesome. Big, I mean, that Sixer win, I can't say enough about. In Milwaukee, national TV.
Oof. What a day. What a weekend of sports. Just like at every, like almost all minutes of your weekend were consumed with something great to watch sports-wise. It was tremendous. Just awesome stuff all weekend and so much fun. And you love going into a weekend like that because you build it up and when it delivers, nothing better.
I know.
Like, I can't imagine like somebody going, I didn't really watch anything this weekend. Like, what the hell were you doing?
You see this Midwest region?
Yeah.
Wow. UNC. So they got Carolina, Kansas, and Kentucky.
Yeah. It's a grinder, man.
The three blue bloods in the same region.
Yeah.
That's brutal. Kentucky's, I mean, Kansas is playing better. Carolina, you know, Carolina's playing great ball. Kentucky's nasty. That Carolina, Kentucky, to get to the Final Four?
It's awesome. That's going to be a meat grinder to get through there. Wow. To get to the Final Four. Whoever gets there may be too chewed up.
That's a great, that's a nasty, and by the way, Iowa State's no pushover either.
Yeah, what are they, a six seed? Iowa State?
Yeah.
And then how about...
I like Iowa State.
Houston's in that region as well.
I like Iowa State to get to the Sweet 16.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
Knock out Houston. Okay.
Uh-huh.
When you look at it, is there any team you can see going on a pretty good run to the Final Four? At least to get to the Final Four? That's a Cinderella slipper?
You know what? Florida State's got a good
draw.
Road.
Yeah.
I like them because here's the thing. Syracuse can take out Gonzaga. Now, it's going to be tough. They got to get past Baylor.
Yeah.
But if they get past Baylor, Gonzaga's never seen that zone. So they could
use you.
Well, here's the thing. And you know what it is? When you play, I don't know, it's a Friday, Sunday, or Thursday, Saturday, whatever it is, that second game, it's always a disadvantage when you got to play the matchup zone. The second you can't prepare for, you only got a few hours to prepare. So I think Hughes is live to knock off Gonzaga.
Wow. Okay. That'd be your first number one seed done.
I think they could go down. I think Florida State can make a run. Obviously, Michigan's a two seed. I love that Buffalo team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're good. They're seniors. Right.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be, and I guess, Mac. What, Temple goes tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Is that 9 o'clock tomorrow night?
I'm a little bummed out. I think it's a tough game, man.
Temple Belmont?
Belmont's good.
Yeah. Well, we obviously love to see him get the win there.
Well, listen, Temple's got guard play. You know, you get guard play. They had a good year.
Yeah.
He was good friends last year. They had a good year. Shiz is a player. They got guard play. The problem with Belmont is they can shoot it. And I'm afraid. I think they're pretty live.
Yeah. Well, the full-blown first day of the tournament, Thursday and Friday, two of the greatest days in on the sports calendar. Coming up this week, it's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody's going to be filling out the brackets.
Yeah.
And
sure.
I'm sure we'll be filling them out as well, and it's going to be a lot of fun. 610-632-0975. Obviously, we're discussing that huge Sixers win over the Bucks. Probably the biggest win if you want to take playoffs and the closeout game against the Heat, game five, I get it, because you moved on in the playoffs. But as far as like regular season games, that was an enormous, enormous win to win in that building.
Well, it's a statement
27
game.
And 5
I mean,
that's
at home. A statement game for yep. you. Statement game that, you know, looked at that for that group.
That's what it is.
You know, it's like, all right. And by the way, it's like, it's a preview of the playoffs and with those four teams. Sixers, Bucks, Toronto, and Boston. I mean, they're going to be incredible series.
Yeah, you could get a couple 7-game series.
Three amazing series in the Eastern Conference. Now, it doesn't matter. Golden State will win. But those three conferences, the conference semis and the conference finals are going to be unbelievable basketball.
No question. So Sixers back in action tomorrow night on the road in Charlotte. Then they got the back-to-back. Embiid not going to play tomorrow night, but he's going to play against Boston coming up on Wednesday, 7 o'clock ESPN at the Wells Fargo Center. That's the big one. You got the big red ink circle in that game right now on Wednesday night. Take care of business Tuesday in Charlotte. Limit Kemba. Get your win. Come back with Joe on Wednesday and take on Boston. Now, if you can beat Milwaukee and Boston in the same week,
That's a great week for you.
Yeah, then they'll have a couple of days off till they go to a 2-game road trip, Atlanta.
And then, you know, then the schedule really thins out.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Atlanta, Orlando, Brooklyn, Minnesota, Dallas, Atlanta again, Milwaukee again, another one, but that one in Philadelphia where the Sixers are great at home against the Bucks on a Thursday night, 8 o'clock game on a Thursday night. And then two games against the Bulls and Miami sandwiched in there as well to wrap it up. But still, a little bit meat left on the bone, securing that they got a game up on the fourth seed right now in the Eastern Conference. Not as big of a buffer as we would like, but nonetheless, that was a huge win yesterday. I feel like I've had a little bit of the complaint department dipping in today, but for the most part, people are elated.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly,
I didn't wake up with that kind of thought in my head today.
I thought it was awesome. I thought it was a great win.
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought it was a great win. I thought it was like you saw what you needed. Like seeing Butler play the way he did, to me, that alleviated a lot of stress, a lot of worry.
Yeah. We may need him to do it again on Wednesday night against Boston and be that guy. He's going to need to be that guy in the playoffs more often than not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how you're going to win.
Yep.
You know, that you have to watch just. And be play basketball, to watch Butler do what he did and actually show you that this is the player he still is, was so important to me.
Yeah.
It was coached well. Brett did a good job.
Yeah, we should all feel pretty damn good today. I know I do. 610-632-0975. Chris of Williamstown's on the Fanatic. What's up, Chrissy?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Oh, Chris.
Hey, you know what? Because I got to tell you in a second, but Jason, first last night, that the way that game ended with the Flyers, like I was really happy that they didn't get the first goal in early on, because then you don't get the 2 points if that goal is scored. So the offside happening was kind of a blessing in disguise, was it not?
What do you mean you don't get the 2 points? I don't get what you mean.
Like the fact that they got the 2 points only because if that game ends 2-1 in regulation, they only get the 1 point. So
you get 2 points for a win no matter what, Chris.
Oh, really? Well, see, now I'm glad I talked to Mr. Hockey, and I'm glad I picked the right guy to call that. But just the way to watch that Kuzco at the end, the way he read the defender and he put it in like that, yeah, I'm still excited. Like the one caller said, I'm still excited over that. Because great win by our Sixers last night, but if I had one qualm about anything, right?
What's that?
You know, 2 minutes to go, Ben drives to the lane. He comes up to the elbow. What does he do but turn around like a deer in headlights and look around where he's going to pass the ball? If there's one issue I have with Brett Brown, besides anything else, it's the fact that he does not get in his rear end enough to shoot that ball. Like, I think the fact they brought Robon here may actually help them, because he could teach Ben how to turn that sky hook into a sky, you know, like how to float that more.
Nah, you don't want that though, bro.
Boban is 7'3", Chris. I don't want Boban teaching Ben.
Yeah, and they really don't fit.
Magic.
Listen, here's the thing. He's just got to grow. He's got to, again, his game is a slow mature. So yeah. you just got to take it. Look, they're going to sag on him. It's the Ben sag, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen in the playoffs. So
I understand
it's
that.
It's a slow mature.
I think he would show, he would really endear himself to fans in the killer way we want to see if he learned to do that floater. I understand it was double teamed.
You know, that's going to come in. That's going to come in time. But you're going to have to be patient with Ben. He's not a refined product yet. There's elements of his game. Do you want Boban teaching him the skyhook, Ant?
No.
It's probably not the guy for the instructional. Let's go to Dominic in South Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Dom?
Hey, gentlemen. How we doing today?
Yo, Dom.
Listen, I'm so ecstatic about yesterday and the way they played. I don't understand how anyone can call and gripe about, all right, did Embiid shoot way too many threes? Yes. And that was the game plan as far as Milwaukee was concerned, because they were giving him that. Does that mean that, you know, they have to adjust a bit? Okay. If that, you want to gripe about that, you want to gripe about Brett Brown, I think it's ridiculous. The fact of the matter is, this guy's had this team 6 games, this actual starting lineup playing together for 6 games. We know he was tinkering. We know he was doing different things and trying different lineups. So, I agree with you 100%. The jury is out, and if they don't do what they're supposed to do in the playoffs and make it to at least the Eastern Conference Finals, that's a serious issue. Serious issue. You have to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. You don't, you know, then let's gripe away. But the guy has been tinkering, and I think the same with Butler. Like, I never saw the poutiness that people did or him not being engaged, because I feel like he's always engaged defensively, and I think that he just, if anything, he overpassed a little bit and all, because he's so trying to be a team player. But I never saw that the guy was not interested. But to see what he did yesterday, That's what you need, Dom.
Yeah. You need Jimmy. This team will go as far as Jimmy takes them. Joe's the leader, and I mean, Joe's the star, and Joe's the guy that's, you know, generational and will give you all the stats and score and be that necessary, you know, talent. But Jimmy's the one that's going to win you games.
Absolutely. And the thing is also with Tobias Harris, the guy doesn't demand the ball, and he could just go into the flow of the offense. So, like, there a guy a couple callers ago was complaining about his touches, and with McConnell. I mean, listen, when you have four guys like that who can legitimately, because I'm going to exclude Ben because he's the facilitator and really, you know, he isn't much of a shooter.
Right.
So if you have four guys like that who can all score, that there's going to be games where certain guys, you know, don't score as much. But that being said, Tobias is so not an issue because he just flows with the game, and that's why I feel like his game is so complimentary.
Well, I agree with you, Dom. That's a great point that you bring up.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, that's his game. The beauty of him is that there are games when he'll give you 28, but he doesn't demand and doesn't have to have the ball.
Well, that's the thing. When you have these four great offensive players, and maybe I'm stretching a little bit saying Simmons is a great offensive, he's a facilitator, but on any given night, or any given point in the game, it could be somebody else's turn.
Right. There's times when he's going to get his, and he's going to go and drive the lane.
Yep.
And like, you saw it. You saw it over the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
Where, you know, he was flexing.
Yep. And you're going to have a Tobias night where he's just feeling it, and they know, and they go, boom, we just got to feed Tobias tonight.
Yeah.
And it's going to be his night to drop 40. And Embiid's going to give you what he gives you. And you know what that is? 30-plus, 15 boards, ho-hum.
Yeah.
That's what he does. I mean, it's just what he does. It's what he's done all year. So we can complain about his wind and the fact that he's not. And look, he did take a lot of threes. We all get it. The game dictated that yesterday. Sometimes that happens. But you know what you're getting out of Embiid night in and night out. And that's pretty much a lead pop lock of what you're going to get. That's what you're going to get.
Yeah, he was even better last night. That was amazing.
How much do you love that he initiates rivalry with stars?
No, it's great.
Isn't it? I mean, yeah. He doesn't go to like some boob on the, you know, mid-level player on the team. He goes to Russell Westbrook. Yeah. You know?
No,
and gets in their head.
No, he's awesome.
Like, he's such a big kid.
Yeah, because he's so entertaining. Yeah. Like, he loves it. He's a joy, man. He's a joy to have in this town. He just is. He's fun. He's great. He's just talented, and he has a personality.
He knows how to talk smack, too. Not everybody knows how to do it with precision. He's great at it.
He's intelligent.
Smart. Yeah. You talk about it all the time, how smart he is. And there's a method to what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
He's trying to get guys off their game, and it works.
It does.
Because these star players aren't used to getting treated like that.
No, he's something special.
Yeah, I love him.
I mean, he could be the best player in the league.
Yeah, he's a massive superstar. He is worth the price of admission and more every night. He's so dramatic on the floor and does things that you just can't even comprehend.
Imagine this. Imagine if he had a limitless tank.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, if he had the tank of, say, Olajuwon. Right? Because Olajuwon was tireless. You remember, he was a soccer player.
Yeah.
If he had the tank of Olajuwon, and because, again, he's a little delicate, but if he had that tank, I mean, it would be ridiculous. Like, there's nothing that he couldn't do. I mean, as it is now, he's the closest thing you got to Wilt. I've never seen Wilt, so, yeah. But just the mythical Wilt that we all know of,
yeah.
Through osmosis, that's what he is.
Yeah, it's a great call. Charles in the Northeast is on the Fanatic. What's up, Charles?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Charles.
Great.
Yeah, guys, this is the only show I listen to on this time slot. You guys, I love this show. And when I'm able to listen, it's the only show I listen to on this time slot. Guys, a couple quick things. First, Chris from Williamstown, he drives me nuts. Chris, if you're out there listening, Brett Brown cannot make Ben Simmons shoot the basketball. Can't do it. It's going to come for Ben. Ben's great as he is. Ben's going to get the shot. It's going to come. But like I said, Ben's great as he is. That game yesterday, guys, is why we love sports. The whole weekend. I mean, that game is the best game. That's the best win, Jason. I think even over the playoff wins last year. And
yeah, I said that at the beginning of the show. I agree with you, Charles.
Oh, it was incredible. That game, I'm watching at the bar, you know, I'm having a few, and I'm just going, like, everybody's going nuts on St. Paddy's Day. I can only watch that game. It was incredible.
Yeah.
I've said for a month and a half, this team is going to the finals. They are going to the finals, and here's why. The starting five is too strong. They're too powerful. I don't think any team in the East is going to be able to beat them 4-7. And I think the bench has improved. I'm hearing criticisms of the bench, but I think Mike Scott's one of the best bench players they've had in a while. I think Boban's a solid backup center. But I think Brett Brown, all the criticisms of Brett Brown, he's going to put that to end during the playoffs. Now, let me say this about Joel Embiid. I heard a caller call earlier, Anthony, and he drove me nuts as much as he drove you nuts about Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid, I've been watching the Sixers for 43 years, since I was 10 years old, 1976, when Dr. J first came. Joel Embiid, I didn't see Will. Joel Embiid is the most talented Sixer I've ever seen. Even if you watched,
yes.
Even if you're an NBA fan,
yeah, yeah.
Even if you love basketball, even they don't comprehend, Anthony and Jason, what they're seeing. This guy's a generational player, a likes of which we're never going to see ever again for the Sixers. A guy we're going to win multiple championships with, so I get it. He's spoiling everybody. But just understand the kind of talent you're watching. This guy's incredible.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Somebody was telling me the story about Kansas. And somebody had gone over and seen them. And when Joe was at Kansas, and the response was, oh, really? The guy goes, oh, my God, I saw a player. And the person went, oh, that Andrew Wiggins, right? Andrew Wiggins, great. No. Joel Embiid, it was like in dorm practice, and he has always wowed. Like the things that he can do, Charles, you're right on, man.
It's incredible. And one final thing, guys, like I said, it's a pleasure watching this team. I'm going to love watching them in the June. I think they're going to have a chance against Golden State. One final thing, I disagree with Jimmy from Mount Holly. He's great as a caller as he is. I want the Boston game Wednesday. If it means losing the Charlotte game, I'll take it. I think they'll beat Charlotte anyway. But even if they lose to Charlotte, I want the Boston game.
Yeah, I'm with you too, Charles. I'm with you too, because that is the there's one guy that rents space in Brett Brown's head, and that's Brad Stevens. And he's been camped there for a while. He's overstayed his welcome. And to me, yeah, you can go into Charlotte and you can win that game without Embiid. The more important game, not just from a fan perspective, but from a team mentality perspective, Ant, is absolutely that game against Boston. If you can knock off Milwaukee on the road and then Boston at home in the final stretch of the season, you're feeling a lot better going into the playoffs because you know that you can beat anybody in the East. And that's, I think mentally, that's big. I am on the same page. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. It is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano. He's going to tell you about ways you can make some cash.
That's right, DraftKings. Oh, my. The tournament is here. And how about this? You can get in on the action by filling out a bracket and placing your bets all in one place. The all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. DraftKings Sportsbook is the number one mobile sportsbook in New Jersey. For the tournament, DraftKings Sportsbook will offer both free and paid brackets, including a $64,000 bracket that's free to enter. They got it all over unders, player props, in-game betting, special odds, boost every day, all tournament long. And this is a good one. So I'm just looking through my, I got my Sweet 16s. So I think Florida State's one to look at. I think Virginia Tech I got. I think Oregon. There's just a couple of ones. I think Oregon can get to the Sweet 16. They're hot. All right. When you bet, make your first bet on DraftKings, they'll give you a free bet up to $500. So remember, you can download the Sportsbook app and enter in free brackets from anywhere, but you must be physically located in New Jersey to place your bets. So fill out your brackets before tip-off for the first game on Thursday. Enter the $64,000 bracket for free using promo code Fanatic. Plus, once the games begin, place your first bet. DraftKings will match it with a free bet up to $500 when you use code Fanatic. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Who's been on with us many times, particularly during the Bryce Harper stuff, who covers baseball for ESPN, very good, has a pretty damning story today.
Very interesting.
I want you to listen to this. When the Philadelphia Phillies lost their ninth consecutive game toward the end of last September, Carlos Santana felt he needed to send a message to his teammates, who he said spent portions of the game against the Braves playing video games in the clubhouse. Santana grabbed a bat, retreated to the room at Citizens Bank Park where the gaming took place, and smashed the television to ensure there would be no more Fortnite the final 2 days of the season. All right, Carlos said this, quote, "I see a couple players, I don't want to say names, they play video games during the game. We come and lose too many games, and I feel like they weren't worried about it, weren't respecting their teammates or coaches or the staff or the office. It's not my personality, but I'm angry because I want to make it good." That's outrageous. First of all, I didn't think Carlos was a fit here, but good for you, Los.
Yeah. A nice launch angle, too, on that shot to the Sanyo.
You got to be kidding me.
How's the manager not know this, by the way, and not do something
about it? Here's a quote from Gabe. "Our clubhouse chemistry was great when we were winning, when we were losing and fading out of the playoff race. Everyone was frustrated and searching for answers. This is common in my experience."
Shouldn't be.
"We brought in some respective veteran leaders that have been through the ups and downs of a long season. They will help us stay locked in throughout any tough stretches." Blah, 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 blah. I got to be honest here. Guys playing Fortnite during a game?
And he says, this is common in my experience. But shouldn't be. You guys are get your ass in the dino, you know, a pitcher if he's not.
Wow.
You know, if he pitched the night before, he may leave early, shower up and get out. You know, those things happen. And guys that are taken out of the games may retreat to the clubhouse. But to be that disengaged that your addiction to Fortnite has you playing video games in the clubhouse, Carlos Santana, the best thing you did here was do that. Maybe that's part of the reason he was moved, too.
Well, no, I just think, you know, again, you had to move him because of first base and
Reese.
And Hoskins, because that's what it's supposed to be.
I applaud him for doing that.
So yeah.
That was awesome. It's good work by Carlos Santana, but that's a big problem. That's on Gabe Kapler's watch.
I got news for you. That looks terrible on the Gabe.
Yeah, I don't like that he said this is common in my experience for guys to be back there playing video games.
Well, he said...
Is that what he's referring to?
Well, no. So, he's basically referring to, he said, you know, guys were frustrated and they kind of checked out.
So John Clark posted a video on Twitter today from a Gabe Kapler press conference from earlier this spring. And Gabe mentioned how he's going to run a tighter ship inside the clubhouse again this year.
Yeah.
Now, that's one of those things. There's no way, if that wasn't the first time it happened, if that happened throughout the season and Gabe Kapler knew something like that was going on, that's bad work by your manager. Like that, I'm furious about that. No sport, no professional sport should have that going on in their locker room.
Yeah. Would you see Arrieta's comments?
Yeah, here it is. You have to set certain team rules and boundaries. At a certain point, your focus needs to shift toward preparing for the game. And some people like to lock it in on their phone and watch a show. I'm okay with that. I really don't care if you want to play Fortnite up to a half hour before the game. If that's what locks you in, I don't mind that. But during the game, that's a different story.
Yeah. During a game. I mean, that's just downright disrespectful in a lot of ways. I mean, come on.
That's horrible.
And I get you're playing out the string, but this obsession with Fortnite, it's confounding, Anthony. Oh, my God.
I got news for you. You know. Their team got to win. Got to make the playoffs.
Oh yeah, there's pressure now. You got the horses now, and we're coming down to it. 10 days into the opening day.
That's so damn.
I know Gabe's one of those easygoing guys, and I know it's not the world of Bobby Cox anymore, where managers are yelling at their players. I get that we're past that, right? Even though I miss those.
I wonder if Bo knows what Fortnite is.
Probably not. He has no idea what Fortnite is. But if there's no way you can allow this, I don't care what type of manager you are. There's no way you allow your players to leave in the middle of the game to play video games.
Yeah,
no, that's outrageous. No, it is. It's outrageous. Like Charlie was a player's manager. You know,
yeah, guys were back there playing PS4.
He'd be like, "What? Like, what are you doing
for what?
Hey, what's a video game? Yeah, like what?" Keep your head in the game. Yeah, there's things to be learned by watching, and especially with young players. And you imagine Bella walking back in there when he was a manager and seeing that? He'd take the fungo. I can hit. And he'd hit that TV.
Oh, good for Carlos, man.
Yeah. But you're right, it is a little damning on Gabe.
Lowe came out and said it, too.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, man. That was like, wow, it's eye-popping.
Yeah.
Great story by Jeff Passan.
Yeah. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go over to King of Prussia, talk to Aaron on the Fanatic. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
So I call in about Brett Brown, you know, during the bad time. So I'm going to call in and say, look, I saw the last quarter of the game. I had some obligations. I saw the fourth quarter. In the last two games, he's really, I'm going to say he's come through because he had to lead the whole fourth quarter and didn't give it up. So I got to give Brett his props. Because what I wanted to see going into the playoffs is this. I wanted to see us go in with a chance to compete with some of these best teams, not go in and think we're going to go to the playoffs and just lose to one of these elite teams and maybe beat a bad team. So I'm going to give him his props right now. And then on Embiid, since he's been back, his defense, he's been playing, his defense is really ridiculous. Guys are coming into the lane, and they're looking to pass out. Because they know pretty much he's got a good chance to block their shot. So when they get in the lane, they're just looking for an opportunity to pass it out to a shooter because they don't want to shoot it in the middle. So I just want to...
I mean, except for Giannis, but you're right. Listen, big man is a rim protector. And they're and they're just... Listen, when he's on the floor, they got a chance to win any game.
Yeah, and he makes up for a lot of their mistakes.
Yeah, big time.
I'm gonna say offensively, he carried the team because they couldn't stop Giannis. I mean, Giannis was his shooting percentage was ridiculous.
But I gotta tell you though, I agree with you, Ab, but what about Jimmy, man? Jimmy's not getting enough love today.
Yeah, he's found a role. He makes Jimmy happy. That was good. Good on his part. Jimmy can take good shots, and he don't have to be. He's getting him engaged more. I'm gonna give him his props. He beat Boston this time. I'd be feeling real good to be.
Well, you gotta feel good today, man, because it was a huge game, and the one aspect, we call it the X factor, is that Jimmy needs to be assertive. And the big reason why they won that game, look, it's the collective, I get it, it's team sport, but Jimmy Butler is the reason why they won the game, and that's the biggest thing you were looking for. That's what's going to be the biggest gain that you get in the playoffs if he's that guy.
That's why I was so excited today, really, because of Jimmy. Now, it's funny. What I'm curious about, the team that I fear the most is...
Toronto?
Yes. Why?
Probably because of Kawhi.
Well, part of a bigger reason, yes. But they play half court.
Mm-hmm.
See, Milwaukee likes to run.
Basketball, yeah.
Who likes to... Milwaukee likes to run. Nobody likes to run more than the Sixers. That's Brett's system. Pace.
Yeah.
It's the teams that slow it down... And you're going to wind up playing half courts, playoffs, every possession gets defended. They don't jack up bad shots early in the shot clock. You know, that's the team that I worry about the most.
That can frustrate the Sixers the most.
Well, it's just the matchup-wise, because they're not a half-court team.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.